Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever.
Hi, remember this? Welcome to Strawberry Fields Radio. And did you have one of these? For the first time in 30 years, Wonderful Christmas Time, live from the Oxygen Arena. Little chemistry joke for you folks. And if you listened closely, you might have heard a couple of Strawberry Fields singers in there as well. And hopefully this bodes well for Paul putting a few less common songs into his set lists, because, as mentioned, he hadn't played this song for 30 years, and it's not even one of the better-known Wing songs, and yet everyone in the arena recognised it after hearing just one note. Paul's live appearances this year continued his practice of playing a few special shows here and there, and this included earlier in the year following music's second most vocal vegetarian at Coachella.
I was alone, I took it right, I didn't know what I was about. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind. You know I wanna just hold you. As you got, you do a tap, we meet again, cause I had told you. What can I do? What can I be? When I'm with you, I wanna stay. Yeah. But if I'm true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way. Yeah. Tell you a little story. When I was a little bit of baby back in Liverpool, you used to hang out with the guys and kind of things, and you got to the right age, you could kind of like stay out all night, you know. And so, you know, one of these nights I was doing this, and it's like in little student's flat, student's apartment. And I remember in the morning, someone reached over from like a mattress on the floor and put on a record, a vinyl record that I'd never heard before. And it was this next song, so here we go, all the way back, Liverpool.
Well, I said, come in and stop, stop all that yakety. I said, come in and stop all that yakety. Cause your sugar daddy don't want no talking back. Well, you keep on talking about this and that. Yes, you keep on talking about this and that. I've been doing for you, baby, you're nothing but an alley cat. I-ho, I-ho, silver, I-ho, I-ho, silver, I-ho, I-ho, silver, I-ho, I-ho, silver, I-ho, I-ho, silver,
two songs live from the Coachella Festival, including Honey Hush, which he hadn't done since the Replica Cavern show in 1999. The festival was followed by a club gig in the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas, which by all accounts was pretty disappointing. Forgive me for sounding cynical, but a show at a franchised hotel in Vegas that turned out to be tacky and disappointing? Surely not. And I know that they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but then again,
Paul's got some groupies too. In fact, these chicks say they'll do anything for him.
Anything, but don't tell my husband.
Sorry, Heidi. Too late.
Strawberry feels forever.
That was Monkey Chow, and Here Tonight. I had promised Ron that I'd play it on the next show. I just hadn't expected it to take this long. So many thanks for your patience, Ron. And you can find a lot more of his work in the newly named It Don't Come Easy Forum.
Happy birthday, Sam O'Sullivan.
That was magnificent. No, seriously, that's what the song's called. That was Year 2 on the David Letterman show. To promote their new album earlier this year, they took up a week's residency on the show, which meant that when Paul went on the show, he had to top it. He did so by stopping traffic. Now here's a song that didn't make it to air from the same show. Here's a great version of Coming Up. As we all know, that should have been the most notable thing that happened to David Letterman this year, but turns out it wasn't, and I bet he must be thanking his lucky stars for Tiger Woods now. For all that, though, Letterman still wasn't the most talked-about television personality this year. That dubious accolade would have to go to this maniac.
Who needs the 12-step program? This is the Ben Black program. Here's Ben Black.
Hello, America! Gee, it's great to be with you. I'm a bird! I'm a plane! I'm as high as a freaking kite, and I'm here to bring you the truth, America! Now, here's some truth I learned today. A law called gravity. You might not have heard of it before, but let me tell you what it is. It's the thing that keeps us down. We want to reach for the sky, but we can't because of gravity. It's a law. It's not a bill. It's not a proposal. It's law. And there's nothing we can do about it. Now, let me tell you what's different about this law. You can't blame the bozos in Washington for this one. Gravity was invented by a guy called Isaac Newton. Oops, sorry, Sir Isaac Newton. He's a Brit, so that makes him better than all of us. Now just wait a minute. Wait a minute. Did I miss something here? Didn't we fight a war of independence so that England couldn't make laws for us? Did that happen? Or did I dream it? I was kind of high in the early 90s, so I might have made that up. Can we get someone to check on that? Like, Steve? Anyone? Can we look that up? We did? Good. Okay, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it turns out we really did fight a war of independence. And yet, here we are, 230, 40 some odd years later, and we've still got old Europe making laws that keep us down. We've been told you can do anything in this country if you just work hard enough. But the truth is you can't. Not now. Not with gravity. Not with old Europe and guys in wigs saying what goes up must come down. Am I alone here? Am I the only one outraged by this? So, what can we, the people, do about it? Well, that's up to you, America. We can't just say we don't know, because now we do know, and what's known cannot be unknown. But do you know what? At least we can talk about it. At least we can come here like civilized people and ask the question. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't ask questions like this, because when you do, that just makes me feel a little less alone. Because I do sometimes feel like I'm all alone here with my syndicated radio and TV shows and my staff and my 24-hour security and my vintage microphone collection. And isn't that just what we all want in the end? Don't we just all want to feel a little less alone? Don't we all want someone to say, "It's okay, Ben, you're a good boy"? Don't we all want that?
Oh, mood swing! And that means it's time to bring in our old buddy Joe Wurzel... Joe, can't you just change your name to The Plumber and make it a whole lot easier? It's Joe the Plumber, everyone!
Hey, Ben. Good to be here.
Now, Joe, what do you make of this gravity thing? Is it socialism? Is it communism? Is it fascism? Is it some whole other kind of ism that we haven't even thought up yet? I mean, what is happening to our country?
Look, Ben, I'm not a political analyst. I'm just a regular guy.
And that's why we love you, Joe. You're a regular guy, just like Sarah Palin.
Oh, man, she's hot.
Can you feel it, Joe? Can you feel the love?
Yeah. I'm kind of horny right now.
Well, we'll be right back after these important messages, so don't go away.
Come together right now over me. Right!
Meet the Beatles, rock the world. The Beatles Rock Band, available 9909. Rated T for teen.
Remastered, repackaged, rediscovered. The Beatles, the albums, out now.
Some people say I'm a classic. I'm just an old bloke from Liverpool. Now this is a classic, Sun Country Classic Wine Cooler. It's not old, it's quite new actually. Funny world, isn't it? It's crystal clear, has a dry, distinguished taste. That's why they call it a classic, because of its good taste, which is probably why they call me a classic, too. Hey, I've brought some coolers. Got any munchies? Well, not quite what I had in mind.
Shoo, 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 ba, shoo, 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 ba, shoo, 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 ba, shoo. Where have you been? Oh, where have you been? Where have you been? Been you crazy girl.
Stella, the first perfume by Stella McCartney. Just
call on me. The Beatles Remastered. Het perfecte cadeau. Alles van de Beatles. Klinkt nu nog beter. The Beatles Remastered.
Hey Jude.
1965. Don't make it. The Beatles brought you the first concert ever at Shea Stadium. Now, Paul McCartney returns to New York. Friday and Saturday, July 17th and 18th at Citi Field. The inaugural concert tradition continues. Tickets go on sale this Monday at 10 a.m. Online exclusively at 507TIXX.com or by phone 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss two shows with Paul McCartney at Citi Field.
Rated T for teen. Give your family the gift of the Beatles Rock Band. Game software works with all Rock Band and most Guitar Hero controllers.
This holiday, give the gift of the Beatles, the band that changed music forever. 14 classic CDs remastered in limited edition packaging with never-before-seen video. Available everywhere.
We are back on the Ben Gleck program, and my friends, I come to you today to warn of a menace that threatens us all. Or it may be a threat that menaces it all. It's just so insidious that I don't even know. All I do know is that I spent my whole lunch break researching this, and I can find no evidence against it, so it must be true, and if we don't do something about it right now, it will destroy our way of life that we have fought so hard for. Let me explain the nature of this threat. It is about gratuitous, lame-brain extremism. It is about narcissistic nonsense. It is about broadcasting by egotistical conspiracy theorist kooks. Now, you're probably listening and thinking, hey Ben, that's just a bunch of big words to me. It doesn't sound like any kind of threat or menace or whatever. Well, let me break it down for you, my friends. The truth is hidden in there, right under our noses. Look at what happens when I write it down. G for gratuitous, L for lame brain, E for extremist, N for narcissist, N for nonsense. Do you see a pattern emerging, people? B for broadcasting, E for egotist, C for conspiracy theory, K for kook. Do you see it now? It's all there.
Am I alone here? Am I the only one who sees this? We've got to save our country while we still can, people!
Strawberry Fields Forever.
If it was a big year for Paul, it was an absolutely massive year for the Beatles, who released, well, everything, including, for the first time in 40 years, the original mono mixes. That may sound like a step backwards, but it's significant because the Beatles never really took stereo all that seriously. They regarded it as a bit of a gimmick, so they put all their care into the mono mixes and released stereo versions just as an obligation to hi-fi buffs. Suffice it to say that they spent 2 weeks mixing Sgt. Pepper for mono, which was an awfully long time in those days, but only 2 days mixing it for stereo. And this is why many have argued that for the last 40 years, we've actually been listening to the wrong version of one of the most important albums ever made. But does that matter to you, and why should you care? Well, to help you decide, I'm going to play 3 versions of A Hard Day's Night. I'm going to play the mono version, I'm going to play the stereo version that originally was reissued on CD in 1987, and the newly remastered stereo version. But I'm not going to necessarily play them in that order. I'll just sort of mix it up, and you can pick which one sounds the best. Now, you're not going to get a true comparison on an MP3 podcast, but see if you can pick a difference, and if so, which one you like best.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel
to hear you say.
So the actual order of those is that we started out with the 1987 stereo CD version. In the middle was the remastered mono version, and we finished with the remastered stereo version. Another feature of the mono remasters is that Help and Rubber Soul also contain the original stereo mixes. George Martin was not present for the original stereo mixing of those two albums, so he supervised new stereo mixes of those two albums when he remastered them for CD in 1987. The originally released stereo mixes of both of these two albums had not been available on CD until now. So let's have a listen to one of those.
More time to spend, and I guess I'd be with you, my friend.
from the mono remasters. That was, paradoxically, the original stereo version of If I Needed Someone. The stereo remasters each come with a mini documentary on the making of that album, although I have to say that at the end of the noughties, there's something adorably retro about QuickTime enhanced CDs. The stereo box set collects all of these mini documentaries on a bonus DVD, and from there, here's the making of the White Album.
Flew in from Miami Beach, BOAC. Didn't get to bed last night.
Sgt. Pepper did its thing. It was the album of the decade, of the century, maybe. It was very innovative, great songs, glad I was on it. But the White Album, we ended up being more of a band again. And that's what I always love. I love being in a band.
Yes, I'm lonely. Wanna die.
Yes, I wasn't interested in following up Sgt. Pepper. And I don't know whether the others were or not, but I know that what I was going for was to forget about Sgt. Pepper. You know, that was Sgt. Pepper, and that's all right, fine, it's over. And just get back to basic music.
So I sing the song of love, Julia.
All the experience that had happened in India was all embodied in that album.
Who knows how long I've loved you? You know I love you still. Will I wait a lonely lifetime? If you want me to, I will.
Most of those songs were written in Rishikesh, like Julia and Blackbird and Dear Prudence.
Dear Prudence.
A lot more individual stuff. For the first time, I think people were accepting that it was individual.
Look at you all, see the love that's sleeping. While my guitar gently weeps.
For the first time, I had to split myself in three ways because we were recording at any one time in different studios. So you might have, you know, John in one studio and Paul in another, and George and Ringo sort of going between.
Yeah. Hold it, Harry.
So it's okay, I sang, tried to do a smoky, and I just aren't smoky.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Was that better than the one before?
Well, one bad bit on behalf of me, sir.
One, another one?
One bad bit in that one.
Hey?
A bad bit. In one of the breaks, so I got a bit. Take
19. When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. We'll stop.
Helter Skelter was just a track we did in total madness and hysterics in the studio. You know, sometimes you just had to shake out the jam.
We just tried to get it louder. Guitars, can we have them sound louder? The drums louder. And that was really all I wanted to do, make a very loud, raunchy rock and roll record with the Beatles, which it is. We did it so long and so often that on the end of it, Ringo did have blisters and I think it's at the end of some take, I think you can hear him. I've got blisters on my hands.
I got blisters on my fingers! I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink. I'm so tired, my mind is on the blink.
Originally, George was the supreme producer, but as things loosened up, George gave us a bit of the control of the tools.
It wasn't so much the machinery changed, but we got knowledge of the studio.
Why don't we do it in the road?
it became apparent that there was more songs than would make up a single album.
I think it's a fine little album. I think the fact that it's got so much on it is one of the things that's cool about it.
Sexy Sadie, what have you done? You made a fool of everyone.
The songs and most of it is just as good as anything we recorded.
And there was lots of group activity going down. I love the White Album.
Taking it easy, yeah. Got a good reason.
from Good Evening New York City, Sing the Changes. And we are singing the changes at Strawberry Fields as we welcome back Andy as board administrator with Mark as his assistant. And I can think of no one more appropriate to bring about a regeneration of the board. Let me take you. That's it for Strawberry Fields Radio for now. I'm sorry for the absence, and I truly don't know when I'll get time to do another. So if anyone out there would like to take over, even for a little while, let me know and we'll organise it. It's really not very hard. All you need is a microphone and Audacity. That's the program, Audacity, of course. Although the other kind comes in handy as well. I would like to say an enormous thank you to Judy on behalf of everyone on the board for the way she's held things together this year. Along with Bettina, Gay, Judith, Michelle and Olin, they have all done a wonderful job of walking that fine line between free expression and good manners. And as with every other mod, you don't know the half of the shit they went through for it. So thanks again to them, and welcome Andy and Mark to usher in a new era of Strawberry Fields. I'd also just like to say a personal thank you to everyone who supported me through some of the episodes this year. I do truly appreciate it. And to those on the other side of the fence, look, life's too short to hold grudges. Maybe we can all have a laugh about it, or maybe we'll just never mention it, but I certainly don't intend to give it any more brain space than it's already had. All that's left to say is that this podcast is dedicated to Beatnut and is brought to you by Clean Slates. Happy New Year, everyone.